I'm not going to make a scene. I don't want to give you all a circus. I'm not out here to create any type of confrontation with anyone.
That's Roland Burris, the would-be or could-be junior senator of Illinois, who is making his D.C. debut today. It'll be an uphill battle, though, because some Senate leaders are arguing that Burris's appointment is tainted because he was handpicked by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's been accused of corruption, including attempting to sell that Senate seat. Clarence Page, a syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, joins us now from Washington. Good morning and welcome back, Clarence.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
It almost sounds rhetorical when Burris says, I'm not going to make a scene. His mere presence on the Capitol, on Capitol Hill, is going to cause some hoopla.
Well, you know, you are so right, and you're taking my job as a commentator out of my hands, because that's, that's exactly what I was thinking when he said that. The very presence of Burris on Capitol Hill leads to all kinds of speculation. It draws reporters like flies to honey and cameras, wondering if there will be a scene of Harry Reid, the Senate leader, and more correctly, Terry Gaynor, the sergeant-at-arms there, standing in the doorway like George Wallace at the University of Alabama, keeping black students out. This kind of drama is something that we've been waiting to see. But Reid says he is open to negotiation. He said that under questioning on Meet the Press, which tells me that the winds of public opinion may actually be shifting in Burris's favor, if not Governor Blagojevich.
What do you think Senate Majority Leader, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, meant when he said that, that there was some room for negotiation? What's your sense?
Well, he's talking about some kind of a negotiated settlement which would allow Burris to be seated but maybe have limited powers, or some kind of a promise that he would not run again for the office after 2 years. That's a very popular piece of speculation. I find it to be quite dubious, having known Burris as a reporter and him as a newsmaker for about 30 years now. He's 71 years old. I think as long as he's kicking, he'd love to keep that job, frankly.
Well, can you just tell us a little bit, Clarence, about Roland Burris? We've heard his name, we've seen his name, but outside of Illinois, most people don't know a whole lot about him.
No, he was a pioneer, you could say, as the first black official to be elected statewide in Illinois back in the 70s as a state controller, which is really the state's accountant, you could say. And he also was later elected attorney general. He's a former banking executive, a lawyer, of course, someone who was very affable, friendly, a Barack Obama of his day, you could say, actually, in the state. But not with nearly those good political instincts. He's run for, I believe, governor three times, senator once, mayor of Chicago once. And never did he get past the primaries.
Well, in fact, Clarence, he had a relationship with Harold Washington, the mayor of Chicago, who was a political master. And
yes.
I think the sort of African-American power elite in the Chicago area of Illinois always viewed Burris as kind of a lightweight, and it would seem that this is his only shot.
That's right. He'd been out of politics, actually, for several years. It was these unusual circumstances here of Rod Blagojevich's endorsement being political poison that caused everybody else to shrink back and Burris to jump up and say, well, I'm ready to be asked. And Blagojevich was more than happy to ask him. There's also some speculation that maybe Rod Blagojevich is just thinking down the road if he gets indicted and tried in Chicago that his appointment of a black senator would be impressive to black jurors.
And, you know, interestingly enough, talking about hot off the presses, the Associated Press just reported about 5 seconds ago that Roland Burris has declared he was legally appointed to the Senate and that he plans to take his seat. What do you make of that?
Well, he was legally appointed. I think he's right. Senate Democrats are also legally in the right under the Constitution to review his qualifications to be seated. Now, no one really doubts that on the face of it, he meets the minimal qualifications. He is over 30 years old, for example. Senate process is such that they can put his nomination or his appointment in the Rules Committee and let the wheels of the Rules Committee grind slowly while urging Illinois Democrats to move swiftly in the state Senate with the impeachment process that's going on this week, with the hope that that Blagojevich will be impeached. Patrick Quinn, Lieutenant Governor, will take over, appoint somebody else, and then you will have Burris blocked from taking his seat.
Although that's an unseemly prospect, with the Senate fast-tracking, you know, certifying Al Franken over in Minnesota and then letting Roland Burris twist in the wind. I got to figure that the announcement today reported by the Associated Press that he believes his seat is legal and that he's going to take it, it's a sort of a quiet, he's not going to give up. I mean, he may say he's not going to cause a scene, but he has every intention of playing this to the last card on the table.
I think he definitely has every intention of playing it all the way through. And when you say an unseemly process, think back to Governor Blagojevich and the court-ordered wiretaps that revealed him offering the office or offering Barack Obama's old Senate seat to the highest bidder. And you've got something very unseemly, which was kind of what launched all this. Senate Democrats said in advance they were not going to accept any nominee from Rod Blagojevich. And Blagojevich's lawyer said that he wasn't going to send a nominee. Last week, Blagojevich obviously changed his mind and did send a nominee. So that's why they're standing forth to see if Burris's appointment had anything to do with a bribe, or if there were legitimate choices, maybe better choices, who shrunk back and did not take his nomination because of a process that they felt was tainted. That's the sort of thing that you could say runs against Democratic principles in offering the people their best representation. So that's the difference between Illinois and Minnesota in this instance.
But certainly, Clarence, not good news for Democrats, who were certainly hoping to have more of a celebration this week with gains both in the House and in the Senate.
Right, and that's going to be the question of who gets the blame. As I mentioned, I think the winds of public opinion may be swinging in Burris's favor because he himself is such an inoffensive character and person, if not the number one choice, say, of Illinois voters. The process in the Constitution is such that you don't have to have somebody voted in this kind of instance. There's only 2 years left in Obama's old term, and so maybe he'll get seated.
So his lack of charisma is actually his greatest asset right here. So are you saying, and you're an old Chicago political hand, Clarence, that time is on Roland Burris's side here?
I would say it is. He has nothing to lose, so to speak, and has all the time he needs. John, you may remember Don Rose, the political consultant back in Chicago,
sure,
you and I have both known for years, and he once said, Roland Burris has the political soul of an accountant. And it's the kind of situation where he is certainly someone who can address the job competently, and few people are worried about him being a bad senator. So it's quite possible that he could wait this process out and be seated anyway.
Well, the investigation into Blagojevich, meanwhile, seems to have stalled. And so as Burris is sort of glad-handing people in Washington, Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, is having maybe trouble putting together a case. Any sort of quick hit on the state of the Blagojevich investigation?
Well, one wonders. Last week, Fitzgerald asked for additional time with his investigation, which makes you wonder why a U.S. attorney would be asking for more time if their case was so good. Usually, you can go ahead and indict someone and bring in additional information later. And Fitzgerald says he does have additional.
Well, my theory there, and we won't know, but my theory there is that they want to convict him on the Senate seat, but that's what they don't have the evidence on, so they got to go back in time. Clarence Page, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Clarence Page, syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, talking about Roland Burris and all things Rod Blagojevich.